Good morning, good moed. We study Mishnah as we do every single day. We are in Masechta Nida. We are in the seventh parak Mishnah, hey, and we'll start the eighth parak as well. We are in our discussion about Kusim. Kusim are individuals who partially joined our Jewish nation, but not fully. And the Kusim only accepted Torah Shebiksav. They did not follow Torah Shebalpeh. So the Mishnah begins by telling us, Ne'amanim lomar, we can trust a Kusi by his actions, not by his activities, not by his words, but we can trust him to say, Kavarnu Shamas Anefalim, Olo Kavarnu. By actions, we can follow them and see when they say that we buried the stillborn there or not, to know if there's Tumah there or not, because that they, if they demonstrate that they are aware, so that they tend to keep in the same way we do. They're also able to be trusted to say, to demonstrate as to whether an animal is a bechor or not. They're trusted for marking off a grave. They're not believed for issues of overhangs or protrusions because of a loal beis apras or on a marking the end of a field where a distance where a dead body was found, right? Those things, even though they also convey the sense of Tumas Meis, but they are extensions of the rule. They're not explicitly stated in the Torah, so the Kusim are not as particular about it. Zeh HaKlal, says the Mishnah. This is the rule. Davar shechashudim bo einem onim aleihem. Something that they're suspected on, so we don't trust them about it. We don't have the ability to go ahead and give them any sense of trust because they haven't earned the trust. Now, the Mishnah in the 8th parak starts to talk about a concept called a kesem. What's a kesem? Usually, when a woman becomes a nida, she becomes a nida as a result of a discharge of blood. Now, she has to have a hargasha in such a situation. What if she didn't have a hargasha, but we find a stain, either on her body or on her clothing? What is the status going to be? So, haroa kesem al basara, keneged beis haturufa, Tamea. If she finds a stain on her body, if it's near the genital area where it's most likely that the blood came from there, Tamea, she's going to be Tamei. But v'shalok neged beis hatrufa Torah. If it's not there, but it's rather on the upper part of her body, and it's unlikely to have come from that location, she's going to be Torah. Alakiv avavarosh gudla Tamea. If she finds it on her heel or on the tip of her big toe, so she's Tamea. We're assuming that she might have gotten that stain when she was walking and her foot passed underneath that area of her body. But if she finds a stain on her leg or on her feet, so if it's mibifnim tamea, if it's on the inside side of her feet, so she's going to be tamei. Mibachutz, but if she finds it on the outside side, so tahora, she's going to be considered tahora. Vialat stadim mikan mikan tahora, but if she finds it on the side, so either side, her left side or her right side, so she's going to be considered tahora, she's going to be considered tahora. Ra'as al chaluka. What if she finds the stain on her garment? So minachagor lamata tamea. If she finds it from the belt down, she's tamei. Minachagor lamala tahora. If she finds it on the belt and above, so it's unlikely that it came from her body, and so she's going to be considered tahora. Rasal b'siad shachaluk. What if she found it on the sleeve of her tunic? So imagia keneged beis hatrufa tamea. If she finds it, if her sleeve is long enough that it reaches that low down, so she'll be tamea. Imlav tahora. If it's not, then if it doesn't reach that far down, so it's quite likely it doesn't make sense that the blood came from that area, and it rather is more likely that it came from another place. Haisa poshatato meskasabo balayla. But if she wore the tunic as a blanket at night, so komakom shenim sabo kesem tamea meish hu choser. Then we assume that anytime she finds a stain anywhere on her body, she's going to be tamei because she's rolling around in different areas. Right, v'chein b'palyom, and the same thing is true for a palyom. What's a palyom? It's a mitpachad. It's a techel, right? That she usually uses to cover herself, but now she's using it to cover her body. So since those things tend to move around on the body, so we have to assume in those situations that maybe it was a stain from her from her Nida cycle, and she's going to have to be Machmir in that situation. We're going to continue with the wonderful world of Ksamim. When we meet again tomorrow morning, everybody have a fantastic day and a guten Moed.